With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
The darkness of death, the darkness of...
Thousands braved the cold in the nation's capital on Friday for the annual March for Life. Among the speakers, Father John, representing the Assembly of Canonical Bishops.
O Heavenly Father, good comforter, and Lord Jesus Christ, creator of all things, you knew us from our mother's womb and ordered the world for our salvation. Protect your babies, both born and unborn. Guide their parents. Reveal to us the ways which we should walk today and every day.
House Speaker Mike Johnson telling the crowd his own teenage parents chose to keep him back in 1972, even though he was unplanned. He says U.S. should do more to promote a caring environment for pregnant women. Donald Trump spoke at a campaign rally last night in Concord, New Hampshire.
Will you vote 4 days from now? We're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going...
Retired U.S. Navy Admiral James Tavridi says Israel is already making plans to redirect its war effort toward Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon.
What the Israelis will do is begin by softening the target sets up there. They'll go in and take out some of the shorter range surface-to-surface missiles.
A record-breaking day on Wall Street Friday.
The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% Friday to surpass its prior all-time high set at the start of 2022. The benchmark index had dropped as much as 25% from that record on worries about much higher interest rates. Since then, inflation has cooled off, the economy has remained out of a recession, and the expectation is now for interest rates to ease. Tech stocks again helped lead the market, led by chip makers including Broadcom, NVIDIA, and Advanced Micro Devices. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.7%.
And that is correspondent Seth Suttle reporting. This is SRN News. The American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism. Here's Michael Harrington.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers are debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 education funding each year. The problem is that the money comes with federal requirements that state schools promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 states, including Tennessee, have approved a ban on boys competing against girls in school sports. That could threaten their funding. This is SRN News. An iconic sports magazine is having trouble keeping afloat.
The jobs of people who produced Sports Illustrated were in limbo after the company that paid to maintain the iconic brand's print and digital products told staff that its license was revoked. In an email to employees Friday morning, the Arena Group, which operates Sports Illustrated and related properties, said that because of the revocation, quote, we will be laying off staff that work on the SI brand, unquote. Authentic later said in a statement it intends to keep Sports Illustrated going. Keith Peters reporting.
As many as 121 unmarked graves at a former black cemetery have been discovered at a military base in Florida. MacDill Air Force Base officials say a non-intrusive archaeological survey performed over the past 2 years turned up the likely grave sites. The base hosted a memorial service in 2021, a dedicated memorial on that site. More details at srnnews.com.